When you have it, would you please stand for the reading of the word? Because we respect the word if you can stand. Amen. Revelation 10, beginning in verse 8, just three verses I'd like to read. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. Let's read one more verse. And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again before many people and nations and tongues and kings. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. You can be seated. Now, first thing I'd like to make a statement this morning. I believe the Bible is an open book. I don't believe it's a closed book anymore. I know it has been closed for years. That's why we've had so many different denominations and different church doctrines and things like that, because the people were dealing with a closed book. But when we look, according to the scriptures, when John on the Isle of Patmos wrote the book of Revelations and God showed him all the things that was to come and so forth, then the Lord told him, seal it up until the time of the end. Well, everybody believes we're here at the time of the end. But most people don't want to believe that the Bible's an open book now. They'd rather run around in mysticism and darkness and things like that than they would to see the truth as it's revealed. And you know, there's a lot of things that we might have preconceived ideas and so forth, but when the book becomes open, all our preconceived ideas and little things and so forth, they ought to just kind of fall to the wayside. You know what I mean? Amen. One place in the Bible that makes a statement that says, But we see through a glass darkly, but then we shall see face to face. Well, if we're looking through a glass darkly, then it's hard to make out images and things like that. But if God turns on a light, brother, we're not looking through a glass darkly anymore. We're looking face to face. Hallelujah. You see what I mean? So now, as you go back and you read your book of Revelation, you'll find out in the earlier part of the book of Revelation, the book was closed. And there was proclaiming, who's worthy to take the book and to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof and so forth? And John wept much. But then the angel said, Weep not, John, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed to take the book and to loose the seals thereof. Is everybody following me? Amen. And so